Abundance. So today and over the next 4 weeks, we're going to explore what abundance is at its core. Okay, so abundance means different things to different people. So consider what abundance means to you, where you're being called to in this 5 week course. So abundance can include love, you know, having enough love in your life, giving and receiving love, good friendships, joy and harmony and peace. It also includes health, because if you don't have health and vitality, then of course, if you're trying to manifest something, then that's going to, you know, if you're manifesting something material, like if you want to have something material in this world, you have to have enough energy and health in your body. So we're going to talk about health and vitality on this call as well. And of course, it means material things such as money and having enough. And of course, each person's definition of abundance is going to be slightly different. So we're going to consider that today and over the next few weeks. You know, what does it mean to live an abundant life, and perhaps go beyond the definition of enough and move into having plenty? There's a dichotomy here, actually, Spirit's telling me, so that, of course, from the ego's point of view, nothing is ever enough. Yes. So from the negative ego's point of view, there's always more to be had. And so the ego is always in future time and is constantly grasping at future time. And so is rarely in the present moment. And if we are more in the present moment, then when we move along the timeline, we will come to that point in time where we manifest and we will appreciate what we are manifesting. But if we are constantly chasing desires and goals and dreams, then when we actually move along the timeline, when we get to that point in time where we manifest, we will miss the beauty and the peace of that moment, because we'll be, again, the ego is looking ahead. So there is a dichotomy. So we want to create with awareness of what we want this year in 2021 and beyond. Of course, it doesn't have to just be this year. We can have certainly, you know, 5 year goals, 10 year goals. But it's good to narrow the focus to maybe this year, because it's something that's more attainable, perhaps. You know, we can, depending on what we want to achieve, we can at least set in motion the energies that we want to achieve, what the things that are true to us and true in our heart. So the ego has almost limitless desires. So the most important thing I would say to you, what's in your heart? And the way to know that is, does it have resonance? So is there, I often say to my clients and mentees and students, thought versus feeling. So quite often in my life, I will check in with that, because sometimes a thought will masquerade as a feeling. And we have this kind of desire, then we think we need this thing and we go after it. And in the end, it doesn't bring us what we really want. So your feeling nature is more important. The feeling nature of the soul is constantly communicating to us. So if you, and that's the most important thing actually to tune into when you're considering your desires. How's your feeling about this? Is there definitely a draw? Is it something deeper within you that's calling to you? Or is it simply, you know, an idle wish or a fantasy or something, an old tape or a pattern that's playing out? So now let me also say to you that in terms of abundance, of course, we have to look at our beliefs. So we will be transforming limiting beliefs as we go through the call. And what you may find is that when you have a desire, one of the first thing that comes up as you consider that desire is that you feel you can't achieve it, possibly. So what I'd like to say to you now is, if you write down, for example, I want this, and then you name something that you want, you know, whether it's a relationship or a sum of money or, you know, what a physical health, what is it that you really want this year or within the next 6 months, 1 year, it could even be 2 years or 5 years, whatever, what is it that you really want? And then to probe deeper, you just really ask yourself, but I can't have it because, and then you write down what it is that you feel is limiting you. And if you stay with the focus of attention on that, but I can't have it because, and then write down intuitively what comes without judging, you may find that, you know, it's certain things will be like, oh, it's too difficult, or I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough money, or I don't know the right people. Think of what is it that's in your consciousness that's limiting you right now? Now, somebody once said, and it stuck with me for a long time, so I'll share it with you, that in each moment, we have 360 degrees of perception. The interesting thing is we often get stuck in repetitive programs or habits. Program is a limiting thought, belief, or judgment in one's consciousness. So we get stuck in these cycles because we keep choosing the same thing out of habit or because our vibration is such. So if you keep repeating the same choice, you have the same result, yes? So that's why we don't seem to have much change. And you are also living the balance of your thought. And that's a very important thing to remember. So when things aren't shifting, you have to look to see where you're giving your attention, energy, and focus to. Because the universe is quite clear on this. So we're going to talk about law of attraction over the next 4 weeks as well, because you can't talk about manifestation without knowing how the laws of the universe work. But if you are looking to achieve or manifest or allow, I mean, there's different words. We can use words as pointers, of course, you know, it's really the energy behind the word that's important. But if you are looking to allow, manifest, achieve a particular goal in your life, then you must be aware of your innermost vibration on this. So what is the, you know, what is your set point on it? Where are you in relationship to your desire? You have to understand that your emotions are guidance for you in terms of, you know, feeling, if you're feeling happy and joyful or content or any sort of positive emotions when you focus on something, this is telling you that you're closer to your goal in general. But if you focus on something and you feel lack or limitation or discord within yourself, then that's really telling you that you're moving away or that your desires will not manifest very easily, that you'll be frustrated. So the way I look at it is, if you think of obviously today we have digital cameras, so they just autofocus, right? But if you think about the old cameras, they had a focusing lens. So when you look at if you look at something that you want in your life, and if the picture is fuzzy, obviously you have to sharpen the focus, right? So the emotions or the feelings that you have when you focus on something tell you whether you're in focus or out of focus. It's the feeling nature. So for example, if you are looking at you know, a relationship or a sum of money or whatever it is, doesn't make any difference. The feeling nature, the emotional nature will tell you very quickly if you're tuned in or you're tuned out. And then it's your job to refocus the lens. And of course, the human tendency is to keep to want to go to the end point straight away, you know, so we don't want the journey sometimes, you know, especially if we're in a difficult place, we will want to just kind of get to the end and have the manifestation. But the joy is in the journey. And you know, Lao Tzu said the journey of Lao Tzu means old man in the old, you know, he wasn't actually the author. I think Lao Tzu, from what I remember and what I've been told, is that it basically means old man. And this avatar or saint or whatever who wrote the Ta Te Ching said the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. So what can you do? What small step can you take to achieve your goal? It's always about taking small steps rather than bigger steps. Now, we're all talking abstract at the moment. I know I'm talking kind of abstract to you, but it's important. So we'll get into the nitty gritty later where you can ask me questions, because obviously this will be triggering some of you, I suspect. There may be, you know, concrete questions. And I think we learn better when we have, you know, specific questions. So I'm going to open it up during the call as well, rather than you listening to me. I mean, I can talk for hours for sure, but it'd be good to open up the call at intervals. So I would say, look at your limiting beliefs. First of all, you know, what is it that's happening there? What doesn't feel good? So that you're aware of them, because without awareness, nothing changes. And then when you're focusing on your desire, see where you are in terms of your emotional response to that. And I actually recommend as well, just in terms of living life, when you focus on something that is unwanted in general, like you don't like it or you don't want it in your experience, and you don't want to include it in your experience, but it happens anyway, then the most important thing you can do is to accept in the moment what's happening, because acceptance means non-resistance, and non-resistance brings you into the moment, which is where your power is. If you resist something, you suffer. So I'll give you an example just based on, okay, so in South Africa, so one of my one of you here, Lindsay, she's with me in South Africa. We were in level one lockdown when we arrived. My wife and I came here a month and a half ago. We were in level one and it was fine. Everything was, you know, we could basically had freedom to move. And then about 3 or 4 days ago, we went into level three lockdown. So that means we are not allowed to go to the beaches. And I can tell you now, when it's a boiling hot day and you walk past the beach and the sea is, you know, looks beautiful and has refreshing, and you're like this far away from it, it's you know, it's a bit, the desire wells up to go in the sea, but because of the situation, it's not possible. So that doesn't feel good, all right? Just, that's just a small thing. I'm just using an example. But for example, on New Year's Day, instead of bemoaning the fact that we couldn't go to the beach, which is what the human mind tends to do, it tends to fixate on the negative. So my wife and I just pivoted and we just said, what can we do that's fun and easy, and what can we celebrate and enjoy here now? And it was just with my three-year-old, we went to the local park, or it's actually not a park, it's a flay where there's a kind of estuary going into the sea, and there's some kiddie swings and things, and we just were in the moment of appreciation and the sun, and there were things to focus on constructively that brought us joy in the moment rather than what we couldn't change. So there's also it's also important to realize that sometimes you can't change things immediately in the moment. You know, your environment is changing all the time, and that may be beyond your control, but you access your power through non-resistance. So non-resistance is critical, because you that comes from stilling the mind and then looking again. So this, what I was talking about before, about 360 degrees of perception. If you get quiet and still and ask, you know, what do I want? And if you can't have what you want immediately, you know, you can ask other questions like, what brings me the most joy, or what brings me peace, what brings me happiness? So these words, peace, happiness, joy, what brings me courage, those are energies behind those words. So if you think about, let's talk about love. Love means different things to different people. So love is not a one-dimensional experience. It's multidimensional, and people have different interpretations of that. So if you want to manifest love, you have to get really clear on what love means to you. You know, what is it in terms of exact relationships, but maybe the broader picture as well. Are you talking about loving relationships in family? Are you talking about a loving sexual relationship, a husband and wife relationship? Are you talking about love for the earth? I mean, this love for the self. So there's many different levels of love, and there's also love for God or spirit or the universe, depending on how you look at it. For me, spirit is a real thing. I talk to spirit every day. It's happened through a process of many years, and that relationship has gotten stronger. And it's a non-verbal communication. I mean, I talk verbally, but I mean, it's a feeling, you know, the soul is communicating in feelings. So spirit is the small, still voice within. And it's important to look at context. It's important to look at what is happening in your life, because that will also dictate your next steps. But the limitation of the mind is that it tends to go down the same pathways. We tend to choose the same things, especially when we're frustrated or angry or upset or in fear or powerlessness. The mind, we're basically falling into lower levels of consciousness, and the mind will not have the best solutions when you're vibrating at those levels. So it's very important to clean your energy by coming into the present moment and transmuting the difficult energies first. Because when you if you're having a tough day, I would say to people, if you're having a bad day, you can say, I'm having a, to yourself. It's very important to acknowledge it. We sometimes, with the spiritual path or the energetic path, and certainly the new age path, what can happen is people can kind of gloss over the more difficult emotions or challenges that they're facing, and want to kind of sugarcoat it or get to the end. And I think it's very important to acknowledge the shadow or the deep, you know, the lack within oneself first, because if you don't, then you're going to come back to that level later on. You're going to drop into that, because you can't sidestep the universe, because you are the universe. You know, your mind already knows the challenges, and it knows what you're facing. I mean, we talk about the triune being, which is mind, body, and spirit, but people normally operate at one or two levels, or they're not operating at all three simultaneously. So to really manifest, you have to bring yourself into a deep and authentic relationship with your body and mind and spirit all at the same time. So it's a holistic viewpoint. And that best happens when you're still and you calm the mind and you ask for inner guidance. You don't have to even know sometimes, you know, it may come immediately or it may be revealed to you is what I'm going to say. You will get, you know, if I'm asking for, so we can say spirit to spirit, we can talk directly. So remember that spirit is the universe or God or the field, if you want to talk more kind of neutrally. But spirit can be kind of a abstract thing, or it can be a very personal thing. So when you look at the sort of the religious teachings, they will often talk about God the Father or God the Mother, because spirit is a personal thing too. It's very much you know, all of us are all of our families are manifestations of the one life. So spirit is embodied in all of our loving relationships. Spirit is also your lover. So you know, spirit is everything in your life. And so spirit is your most intimate friend. And so it's really important to ask for guidance. You, and only you know, interestingly enough, what resonates and what doesn't. And so that comes from that quality of awareness where you really, really listen each day. You know, if you're stuck. So I'll give you an affirmation now, because I think it's very important, because affirmations can be linking points to your God self or consciousness. So within me is the intelligence to understand. If you're going through difficult times, this is definitely a good one to say. Within me is the intelligence to understand and the power to overcome. And I have said that many times in my life when I faced real challenges. I'm talking about financial hardship, spinal injury where I couldn't walk. I have said that many times where I've really felt the connection to my divine self, but was struggling on the material plane. So that's a good thing. It brings you, if you say it in your heart and you kind of, you know, the sort of the traditional sort of in Christianity and in yoga, even this is namaste. And then in Christian religion, it's like the prayer, this just a simple gesture and coming to the heart space, there's kind of a centering of energy. So I was talking before about holistic, you know, rather than just being kind of, as human beings, we could be quite mentally oriented. So if you come into your heart space and put your hand here and just close your eyes and center and take some deep breaths. And there's a point, from the top of the head, running straight down, mirroring the spine, but it goes straight down. So imagine that if you touch your first finger to your thumb, that's about the size of the pranic tube. If you concentrate on the tube of energy, this you can imagine or sense or feel it, it will bring you into a more centered point. What happens is, do you guys remember those spinning tops that when you spin them and then they lose their center and they start to wobble? That basically is what happens when you lose your center emotionally and mentally. So in these difficult times as well, where we're being challenged on many levels of our being, you know, we're having a lot of stress. We're lucky if we don't. There's a lot of different vibrations, mental thoughts, perceptions, interpretations, and emotional reactions to things. So coming back to your own inner center, if you concentrate on that kind of tube of light and you breathe and you do this kind of namaste prayer, and you just take a few conscious breaths. So really breathing deeply into your lower belly. And then what will happen is there'll be a natural centering. If you just take a few conscious breaths, there will be, you know, the emotional and mental bodies will stop being vibrating out of, you know, if somebody's, you've said something to you, if you've gone into a lockdown, you're feeling frazzled. If, you know, you haven't got what you wanted, you can just, this very simple things, actually, the ego always likes to make things complicated. But what I've learned with spirit is that if you center in yourself very quickly, then you will find the right vibrational awareness or the right thoughts will come in because you're asking, you know. So don't, when I say to you, say an affirmation or do a certain technique, don't just make it a mental thing. Really take the time to do the breathing first and center in the body and then ask your spirit, you know, say, I am one with my high self. I am one with God. Thank you. Or thank you. You know, the highest prayer is one of gratitude. So say thank you for rather than ask for something. When you ask for something, it's okay to ask for something. That's a natural thing. Okay. If we don't have money, we want money because we can't pay our bills. And we, you know, if we don't have food, can't feed ourselves, we want food. And if we don't have love in our lives, we ask for it. So this is a natural thing. But when you realize that every every desire is birthed from within you, and every desire is fulfilled through you. This is a very powerful thing, because you realize that you have to close the gap inside of yourself first for it to manifest on the outside. Every desire is fulfilled within me, and every desire is born within me. That's a good thing to say to yourself, to remind yourself, because sometimes we live in this kind of denser reality of illusion, and it can be a happy place, but it can also be a challenging place. And what happens is we get pulled into the matrix, we get sucked into the matrix, and we believe that our happiness is external to us. We believe that our joy is external to us. And we forget that actually, if you, for example, are having grief or sadness or fear or whatever it is, you can, you know, if you go and watch a beautiful sunset or rainbow and you're in deep sadness or grief, you most likely won't appreciate it. You may appreciate it, but it may be that you missed the entire thing because you're not able to be in that state of appreciation, because your energy is dealing with that internal turbulence. It could be, I mean, there is the paradox, of course, and it could be that the beauty of the sunset or the rainbow stills the mind, and your spirit comes in. When my father almost died in 2003, he went into he had a critical bleed in the head, and he almost died. And I remember it was my first wake up call from spirit that this life is not all that there is. But I sat in the garden at my parents' house, and I'd gone to the hospital, and my dad was just come out of. He was in the coma, actually. He hadn't come out of it yet. And I sat there kind of questioning, you know, the perennial question, who am I? What is this life? You know, what does this mean? And I just sat, and there was this peace and this stillness just washed over me. And it was so profound. And I just stopped my mind. And I just knew that even if he died, everything would be okay. It was such a weird experience. And so there are things beyond the mind. And that means that to tune into that level of consciousness, you just have to ask, because you are spirit. So you are in a physical body. So that's very important to understand. And you are also spirit. So when you're talking to spirit, you are also in the field. There is a vibration. There's a part of you that's spirit, that's listening to the dialogue you have here. So what you need to do is you need to close the gap between you and you. That's very important. So what I'm going to do is just go back to my notes, because I'm talking off the cuff, and I've got some things to share with you as well. So let me just. So we talked about limiting beliefs. When you picture yourself having what you want is what I'm going to say to you. Okay. What do you want? A satisfying job or career? That may be difficult with COVID, by the way, because things are changing so rapidly depending on where you are. I don't know, there's so many people doing different things, but we are being forced to reevaluate who we are at the deepest level. You know, not being able to move, not being able to work, not being able to travel, these are real challenges. So I believe, and I have seen this in my life, that when there is challenge, there is opportunity always. We just have to refocus in a different way or ask for guidance. Okay. So that's very important, to ask for guidance. But whatever it is that you want, see how that would, first of all, get in touch with that reality by seeing how it would not only benefit you, but how it would benefit everybody else around you. Imagine what it would be like if everybody had money, everybody's lives were working, you know, just allow yourself to feel the interconnectedness of this world. I know it doesn't seem like that at the moment because of the way reality is playing out, but we live in an interconnected world where we are affecting each other at very deep levels. And actually a higher frequency tends to have more of an effect than a lower one in general. So have faith in yourself. And then ask for even more. So not just for yourself, but basically see how that intention translates into reality for you. So a good example is, you know, if you become a parent, I'm a parent last few years, and of course there's more of a desire to succeed, but not for myself, but for my family. Now your family is your immediate family, but your the other people around you are your human family. So there's no real separation between us. Only at the human level, the kind of material level, are we disconnected in terms of like we're isolated, you know, we're separate bodies. but we are very much interconnected. And that work, that's, I've seen that in my work time and time again, you know, and you know that as well at a deep intuitive level. When you think of someone you love, your thought is immediately connecting you to them. And there are stories of people who've been in danger and they've suddenly, a flash of insight has come to another family member and they've prayed for that person because they've realized they're in danger, you know. So we are very much, you know, interconnected at all times, and with spirits as well. So if you want a better job, picture everyone else getting one. If we need to let go of scarcity and competition in our own mindsets, and also fear, you know, the fear that we won't have enough or be good enough or whatever it is that's limiting us. We need to go beyond that. And the only way to do that is not at the level of the mind that created the fear in the first place. So I would say, so Jesus said, build your house on the rock of spirit and not the sands of time. So what he meant by that, so I, just to give you, I'm not religious, I'm more, you know, I'm spiritual energetic, but I went to a Christian school. My mom grew up in a Hindu family. She's Hindu, but she went to a Catholic school. So I grew up with a variety of influences. And so I was very interested in mystical Christianity. And I grew up with Raja Yoga, and I understood that there was something much more powerful than just this day-to-day life. And of course, what I mean by the shifting sands of time is that everything is changing so rapidly now, regardless of, you know, whether we like it or not. The collective reality is moving very fast because people's thoughts are creating certain realities. And so, you know, I'll give you a good example. I've got my clients in the UK, and then some of them might not like me saying this very much, but of course they were looking forward to Christmas, and my parents were there, and then Boris Johnson and the government shut everybody down, and so Christmas didn't go ahead. So that's painful. That's a painful reality, which goes against one's ability to create at the personal level, because there's a narrowing, there's a constriction of focus. But here's the thing: if that for me is the shifting sands of time, where we are placing our hopes and expectations on something that's always moving and not steady. But if we place our focus and our attention on our inner spirit, then we can recalibrate very quickly, and we will not stay in. We may momentarily experience, you know, frustration. I still experience it, of course, frustration or anger or disappointment. But it's more of a fleeting thing. It's more of a flash across the screen of the mind, and then we recenter and we ask again. Okay, how can I? What do I want? What do I need here? What is the best way to move through this experience? You know, how can I? And then also, if we're becoming very narrowly focused on ourselves, remember that sometimes being too self-centered in a negative way is not good, because then we lose touch with the outer world and our fellow human beings and who we really are. So, you know, taking your attention out of yourself, it's like, I don't know if anybody here has read, a long time ago, I read the whole series many times over, but Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And it's a brilliant story of Neil, you know, when he was absolutely destitute and he'd had a car accident, almost broke his neck. He was living homeless. And he basically, you know, he didn't think he had any money. And yet he found a way to share the little that he had with some people that were also struggling. And he went in the fridge and found all this food. And what happened was, he realized that he already had abundance. It was like a demonstration of abundance within him. You see, difficult situations can bring out, we dig down deep into our own resources, and then we suddenly give ourselves the gift of self-realization, which is a really powerful thing. So we can, what you'll find is that when you recenter in spirit and you ask from that place of sharing and helping others and including yourself in the picture, it is very important to include yourself in the picture. Because if you don't, then you will at some point experience the ego saying, what about me? But it's important to love yourself and include yourself in the picture. Because, for example, I'm sure you know there's people, and maybe you're one of them, I don't know. But if you give, and you can never receive, this creates a short circuit in your energy and you burn out. So it's not, because the ego is giving, not the spirit. The spirit is in balance. Sometimes to give, you know, if you want to say yes, if your yes is going to mean something, you have to be able to say no sometimes, right? no is an important word as well. So there's a fine balance in life, you know. So we're covering a lot of ground here, but it's important to realize that the foundation of it is your inner spirit and the awareness that comes from that. So stilling the mind in the morning and deeply breathing and reflecting. So I would take several conscious breaths on any problem before I sat down, and I would actually write down the things that are frustrating me or limiting me if I need to on pen and paper. Sometimes because the mind is moving very quickly, so we can't always contain everything in the mind. So if I'm really overloaded, if there's a lot going on in my life, I will take the time to write down the things that are bothering me. And then what I would do is I would pivot. So I do this with my clients. So some of you already know this technique. It's very easy, but it's so simple, but rarely anybody does it. It's called clarity through contrast. Okay. So all you do is you take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle of the page. You write at the top of the page, you know, what I want, you know, ideal job, ideal relationship. And you, on one side, you put things that are bothering you. So contrast, lack of money, lack of time, stress, negative relationship, whatever it is. And on the right side, you identify what you want. So you put what I want or what I desire on the right hand side, and you strike through on the left all the negative points. That is actually training the mind to pivot away from the negative towards the positive. Of course, the multi-million dollar question is how, right? So ego always ask how. How and when are determined by spirit, usually in vibrational time. If you ask how and when before you know the answer, it will tip you back towards lack, always. It's better to ask, why do I want this? When you ask, why do I want something, there's a magnification, there's a light in you that turns on. Why do I want something? And why do I believe I can have it? So that's a very important as well. That's a second clue. If you write down, why do I want something? And why do I believe I can have it? Then you will be drawing to yourself through the ethers, more powerfully, the solutions that you need. And then you suddenly get the little upticks in energy, or you get synchronistic messages, or you get people move into your life that can help with that issue or problem. You know, the thing is, we don't trust our inner guides or spirits enough, or our inner feelings. And so sometimes we say we want help, and then we try and do it all ourselves. And part of the interesting thing for me, certainly as I've gotten older, is this kind of mad hamster wheel running around trying to do everything. Is if you just slow down a little bit and you kind of park it for a day or two, you know, if you've got really, especially if something really urgent, the ego always thinks every thought is important. Every thought and everything needs to be done right now. But it's a kind of a frantic energy. It's like a grasping, it's a neediness. So if we can just calm through the breath first and then park that energy, and then offer it up to spirit by focusing on the why, you know, why do I want it, you know, and why do I believe I can have it? And then just allowing that to kind of simmer a little bit. When we're doing the work in the mornings and the evenings to pivot, so pivoting is what I'm going to call this, like you're basically flipping your energy away from the unwanted to the wanted. If you just deal with the negative energy in the moment and then let it go and come back to your refocusing of positive energy, you're creating like a laser beam that's going to take you towards your goal eventually. Because you can't, the law of attraction is very simple. If you focus